Did you ever use the word gent? Did you call a black guy a gent?
Yes, he was gent.
Oh, would you use a hoodoo or a voodoo?
What a voodoo. I don't believe I did do one of them.
What do you call a person who brings bad luck? You might say, every time he visits my house, I have bad luck. He's just a regular old...
rich.
What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Bastard.
What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Funeral home.
What do you call the box or case that a corpse is put in for burial?
Casket.
What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
A cemetery, or a lot of people call it just a graveyard.
What do you call flowing water smaller than a river?
Stream.
What do you call one that's smaller than a stream?
Pond?
Flowing water.
Flowing water. The spring?
What do you call flat, grassy country down by the seacoast?
Beach?
Grassy.
Grassy. Well, I don't have to worry about it. Don't have occasion to use that often.
What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support trousers?
Galluses or suspenders.
What do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried green meat, especially ham?
Ham, the red gravy.
What do you call the liquid burned in lamb?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Razorback.
What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Corn?
Well, it's not. It's itching soreness to the curb between all the toes.
Well, I know what it is, but I can't find a word.
Would you say ground itch or toe itch or police foot or athlete's foot?
Athlete's foot.
What do you call homemade whiskey?
Wildcat.
What do you call peach whiskey?
Well, that's wildcat. That's beef. Got a name for that, I guess. That they put everything in that. To make out in the woods.
We call that wildcat?
Yes.
What do you call anything a child plays with, likes to play with?
Playthings.
Now, these are a little different kind. I'll give you an example of what it would be like. If we're talking about, think about the word sing, and you would say, has that song ever been, what?
Sung.
See, that part of sing.
Yes.
A form of sing. And then I'd go and say, and then you might say, I what that song yesterday.
Sung.
Now that's the kind that we're going to have here for a few seconds. If we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been yet?
Delivered?
Okay, we were talking about buying. You got to use the form of buying.
Bought yet?
And I might answer, yes, I the groceries yesterday.
Bought?
If we were talking about eating apples, you might ask me, have the apples been already?
Peeled?
Have the apples been